Tonight on the Worldview Report, breaking news in New Mexico that proves our election returns are being electronically and illegally accessed by outside entities before they are certified. Germany promises to arrest Vladimir Putin should he ever step foot in Germany, while Russia hits back by saying if that ever happens, they will nuke key globalist offices in Western Europe. Alvin Bragg, the district attorney trying to desperately get an indictment of Donald Trump, suffers a setback in his case, while a key congresswoman, that would be Marjorie Taylor Greene, now is calling for Bragg's arrest on charges that he hid hundreds of pages of key evidence. Another TV broadcaster collapses of a stroke while on the air. And U.S. Department of Defense doctors say they will direct all Pentagon physicians to make sure children as young as 7 years old who suffer from gender dysphoria will be treated with chemical hormones and puberty blockers. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Breaking news tonight out of New Mexico. The Gateway Pundit reports that a team of election experts in New Mexico uncovered an election system that is being used in that state and multiple other states in direct violation of federal and state election laws. Election experts in New Mexico established that the post-election canvas reports in all 33 New Mexico counties are being illegally prepared. Complete election records are being uploaded to an uncertified centralized software program under the control of the Secretary of State called Service, which is then used to create the official election result. Use of any uncertified software for this part of the election process is a violation of federal and state law. And according to state law, the Secretary of State is not to have access to the complete election record from any county until the election has been certified. According to experts, when the illegal canvas process is complete, the Secretary of State is having counties download election data from internet-connected service, that's the name of the program, onto their so-called secure election computers. At the same time, Gateway Pundit reports that in New Mexico, Dominion voting systems have deleted the original election data from their system. Experts are saying this is a blatant violation of state and federal law that requires all election records to be kept for 22 months after any election with a federal candidate on the ballot. Also, without paper ballots, the original results for the election are eliminated. A South Dakota company by the name of BPro, so-called gifted, their Total Vote software, that's what it's called, Total Vote software, to New Mexico in exchange for a series of what turns out to be very lucrative exclusive contracts to develop customized interface between the Secretary of State, clerks, and Total Vote that they called, quote, IRIS, end quote, IRIS. IRIS was in 2017 renamed Service, S-E-R-V-I-S, stands for Statewide Elections Registration and Voting Integrity System. Now, according to BPro website, Total Vote is a, quote, centralized voter registration and election management system that securely captures and manages voter, candidate, and all election information. It's the only software system that encompasses the entire election process into one system, end quote. Russian Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev has warned Germany that any attempt to arrest President Vladimir Putin will represent a declaration of war against Russia and said Moscow could respond by bombing the International Criminal Court at The Hague. Medvedev made the threat after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Putin, accusing him of perpetrating war crimes by being involved in the forcible transfer of children from Ukraine to Russia. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said he supported the ruling and during a visit to Japan said, quote, no one is above the law, end quote. Russia, which doesn't recognize the authority of the International Criminal Court and is not a member of it, hasn't reacted kindly. Medvedev said in an interview with Russian media outlets, quote, some idiots, halfwits, like the German justice minister says, well, if he comes, we'll arrest him. Does he understand what that means? Let's imagine the incumbent head of a nuclear state arrives on the territory of, say, Germany and is arrested. What is this? A declaration of war on the Russian Federation, end quote. Medvedev said Moscow would respond by targeting the chancellor's office, and so on. The former president even suggested in a telegram message sent to his followers that Russia could bomb the International Criminal Court headquarters. Quote, it is quite possible to imagine the targeted use of a hypersonic launch from the North Sea from a Russian ship at the Hague courthouse, end quote. That's what Medvedev said, adding, quote, the court is just a miserable international organization, end quote. And those working within it should, quote, carefully look into the sky, end quote, to see if they can spot Russian missiles. I don't know about you, but I have to smile when the Soviet Union or the former Soviet Union and Russia are at war with the International Criminal Court, both two corrupt entities. Wow. Amid a series of scandalous revelations about the Manhattan District Attorney trying to indict President Trump, as well as newly publicized evidence that undermines his case, the grand jury is considering putting it off for days, if not weeks. ABC News reported that the grand jury hearing so-called evidence and claims by DA Alvin Bragg that Trump had an illegal role in a so-called hush money episode, in which stripper Stormy Daniels reportedly was paid to keep quiet about the affair, is off the topic. The grand jury is expected to reconvene Monday to consider the Trump case, at which time at least one additional witness may be called to testify, according to the source. According to the Daily Mail, Bragg is, quote, facing even more questions as the panel's vote on an indictment is pushed back to at least next week, end quote. It cited his so-called weak case. Legal analysts already have determined that underlying circumstances, meaning Daniel being paid to be quiet, is not illegal. And Bragg's claim of that somehow being turned into a campaign contribution for Trump, well, that narrative is falling apart. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, had testified that was the case. But now, evidence has been revealed that Cohen earlier had said there was no link between the purported payoff and the campaign. The report explained Bragg, quote, is having trouble convincing jurors to indict Trump, end quote. The report said, quote, many expected former President Trump to already be indicted, but a court official confirmed with DailyMail.com that Bragg canceled on Wednesday the grand jury, who had been meeting on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays to hear evidence in the case. It is still unclear why their meeting was prevented, amid reports that the panel needs to hear from a final witness before levying a judgment, end quote. A mother from New York is suing American Airlines after her son went into cardiac arrest on a flight to Florida and died because the plane's automatic external defibrillator was not charged. 100% Fed Up reports Kevin Greenridge, who is a teenager from New York, was flying to Miami from Honduras on June 4, 2022, when he suddenly went into cardiac arrest. According to the lawsuit, the crew aboard the flight tried to resuscitate Greenridge, but the onboard defibrillator was not charged. Despite an emergency landing in Cancun, Mexico, Greenridge did not survive the heart attack. The boy's mother, Melissa Arzu, filed a lawsuit against American Airlines in U.S. District Court in New York. She's seeking damages and payment of attorney fees. The lawsuit states that the teen's death was, quote, caused wholly and solely by reason of the carelessness, recklessness, and negligence of the defendant, American, its respective agents, servants, and or employees in failing to maintain an automatic external defibrillator on board the subject flight, end quote. It also states that American Airlines inadequately trained its employees to deal with basic resuscitation techniques, thus, quote, causing, permitting, and allowing the defibrillator's mobile battery pack to drain down to no power, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back from the break. The Western Journal reports that a pilot of a Southwestern Airlines aircraft became unable to perform his duties Wednesday during a flight from Las Vegas to Columbus, Ohio. As a result, a pilot from another airline who happened to be traveling on the plane was pressed into service as the plane returned to Las Vegas. That's according to NBC. According to CNN, Southwest Representative Chris Perry said, quote, a credentialed pilot from another airline who was on board entered the flight deck and assisted with radio communication while our Southwest pilot flew the aircraft. We greatly appreciate their support and assistance, end quote. Southwest said a nurse who was aboard the flight helped attend to the pilot. NBC reported that the air traffic monitored by the site said the pilot initially suffered stomach pain, then, quote, fainted or became incapacitated, end quote, about 5 minutes later. A post on Substack by Dr. William Mackis reported that this incident was the fifth this month involving pilots taking ill, claiming three others took place while the aircraft was in the air. Judd Moore, a promising two-time British national amateur boxing champion, was found dead last Friday. He was 19 years old. Moore's family confirmed the death of the young fighter who is believed to be a potential world champion. His tragic death comes shortly after his impressive knockout victory over the Polish national champion in his first senior fight. That's what the BBC reported. Moore's trainer, Craig Turner, describes his fallen fighter as a, quote, immaculate, end quote, talent, the likes of which his native Bristol had never seen before. Certainly, at that age. Another on-air collapse report, Arkansas's KRK 4 News and their chief meteorologist, Keith Monahan, suffered a stroke while delivering his weather forecast earlier this month. Monahan's speech started slurring, and he struggled with maps and graphics he'd used for 20-plus years. The meteorologist stepped out from the front of the camera and sat beside a news desk before being transported to the hospital. Here's footage of the incident that occurred on March 9th. Watch this.
As well as up in White County. Across South Arkansas, all quiet. We have several more hours of, well, it could be severe weather working over, I shouldn't say severe weather, 47 degrees at Hot Springs right now. We've got 48 degrees up in Harrison, 75 at 74 at. KARJ 4 News.
That's astonishing. Monahan was back in the studio 9 days later, thankfully, slowly getting back to his regular work routine. He described his experience of having a stroke and urged others to be aware of the symptoms, which for him included just the verbal difficulties. So folks, how many times have we played similar footage of a broadcaster collapsing mid-sentence over the last year? This is not normal, and it can never be explained away by rational people. There has to be a different input to be getting this different output, right? And by the way, I think we all know what that new input has been. Corporate documents obtained exclusively by the Midwesterner reveal the Chinese company that the Michigan government is funding with $715 million in taxpayer dollars and is not only a business, it's also pledged to become a key vehicle for the work of the Chinese Communist Party in America. In July of 2022, Golden, the Chinese company purchasing 700 acres of property near Big Rapids, Michigan, published a 94-page document titled, quote, Articles of Association, end quote. And essentially, it's the equivalent of an American company's bylaws. And that document, found on Goshen's website, lays out the company's governance structure and allegiance, wait for it, to the, quote, Constitution of the Communist Party of China, end quote. It also states, quote, the company shall set up a party organization and carry out party activities in accordance with the Constitution of the Communist Party of China, end quote. Chapter 6 of the Articles of Association, found on page 47, well, that established a, quote, party committee, end quote, whose sole purpose is to ensure the company is adhering to Communist Party doctrine and furthering its objective. Quote, the party committee of the company shall perform its duties in accordance with the Constitution of the Communist Party of China and other party regulations, end quote, including, quote, ensure and supervise the implementation of the party's guidelines, principles, and policies in the company and implement major strategic decisions of the CCP, that's the Communist Party of China, their Central Committee, and the State Council, as well as relevant important work arrangements of the party organization at the higher level, end quote. The Goshen corporate document also states that the company's party committee shall, quote, strengthen the construction of party organization and party members at the grassroots level of the company, end quote, and oversee growing the, quote, Communist Youth League and other mass work of the company, end quote. Wow. Not only are the communist Chinese buying up our farmland and building factories here in the United States, but they are also stepping up their efforts to send potential terrorists across our wide open border. There's a lot to be worried about at the U.S. border. And this issue, well, it should be at the top of everyone's list. Here's the Fox News video that provides a small window into the reality at our southern border. Watch this. One by one, males of military age being bussed right into the American interior. Compliments of the Chinese Communist Party, perhaps, right? In other news, the African country of Uganda has decided to take a very strict stand against the LGBTQIA+ community and gay marriage, passing a bill that could force residents participating in acts of sodomy to be jailed for 10 to 20 years, and possibly even receive the death penalty. The bill has drawn ire from around the world, and the Biden regime is threatening to cut off aid and all relations with the country. Almost all of the 389 members of the Ugandan parliament voted to pass this bill. All that is left is for the president to sign off on it. The bill will punish anyone for promoting the LGBTQIA+ lifestyle and marriage with a 10-year prison sentence for what they call, quote, aggravated homosexuality, end quote, and in some cases, even the death penalty if the court feels justified in doing so. The death sentence part, well, that was just basically added in at the last minute, according to the Ugandan Monitor. A person who also makes multiple attempts at aggravated homosexuality could face 14 years behind bars. Quote, aggravated homosexuality is defined in the act as the offense of homosexuality, where the victim is below 14 years or above 75. A person living with disability or mental illness, or where a person contracts an illness with no scientific cure, or the offender is a parent, guardian, or a serial offender, end quote. That's what the African outlet explained. Speaker Anita Among stated after the bill was passed, quote, this House will not shy to restrict any right to the extent of the House that recognizes, protects, and safeguards the sovereignty, morals, and culture of this country, end quote. The state minister for works also added, quote, those who believe in homosexuality in their countries, let them have it there. But in our country, we will uphold our morals and protect our children, end quote. Contrast that extreme position with another extreme position in the opposite direction going on here in the United States. Doctors who work for the Department of Defense believe children as young as 7 years old are capable of making decisions for themselves when it comes to taking hormones and puberty blockers that will permanently alter their gender identity. Fox News reports that health providers at U.S. military bases, some of whom are involved in treating military-connected minors, quote, blasted the idea of waiting before injecting kids diagnosed with gender dysphoria with puberty blockers and hormones, end quote. The DOD healthcare provider said in the March edition of the American Journal of Public Health that the only pathway for children of military members who present with gender dysphoria symptoms is to immediately move towards, quote, gender-affirming healthcare, such as puberty suppression and affirming hormones, end quote. The doctor said that on the basis of, quote, human rights, youths have an inherent ability and right to consent to gender-affirming therapy, end quote. They went so far as to claim 7-year-olds can make their own medical decisions. The authors demanded the military train all of its providers on their ideas on gender medical interventions for minors, despite acknowledging that 53% of military-affiliated physicians in the Department of Defense health system indicated they would refuse to prescribe hormones regardless of any training. 3 of the authors work at Travis Air Force Base in California, and a 4th is a pediatric doctor who works at the Department of Pediatrics at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Folks, this is so insane that it doesn't even seem real and would probably be rejected by the average American as fake news. But it's not fake news. It isn't at all. It's real news. So welcome to the new America, which is now openly committing to be the modern country most likely to resemble Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney from California has ruled that the state's recent ban of handguns is a total violation of the Second Amendment. That's according to Fox News. The law is illegal and cannot be enforced. Not only was the latest handgun ban unenforceable, but it would force gun buyers to buy much older and potentially unsafe models. Judge Carney wrote that people have a constitutional right to protect themselves, adding, quote, Californians have the constitutional right to acquire and use state-of-the-art handguns to protect themselves. They should not be forced to settle for decade-old models of handguns to ensure that they remain safe inside or outside the home, end quote. Judge Carney issued an injunction to take effect in 2 weeks. This gives the state of California's Department of Justice time to appeal the ruling, sadly. However, previous attempts to take this case to the Supreme Court, well, they have gladly failed. So, what this shows us is that the Second Amendment, for all the attacks it's going through, it's very difficult for the Marxists and globalists to destroy it. So, if you are a patriotic American, here's what I say. Never give up your guns. As one person has said, people with AR-15s don't get on the trains. Firearms, according to Joe Biden, are for hunting and sporting only. And that's the biggest lie, or one of the biggest lies ever told, as our founding fathers knew all too well that our country can only be truly free if it is armed, and it can only have its freedom taken away if it is disarmed. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. So you can support us a few ways. One is by checking out the new resources we've just added to WVWTVstore.com. We've just added some brand new resources in the last 24 hours. One of them is a brand new stove and heater. It's a heater and stove combined that even has a fan to push out the heat should your electricity go out. But the fan, it's not battery powered. It's not electric powered. It's powered by the heat itself. It's a fascinating heater stove combo. I got it for my own family, and now we're offering it to you. You can find it at WVWTVstore.com. We also have what has proven to be very successful since we started offering it just less than 2 weeks ago, and that is an EMT trauma bag that every family can have on hand for their house, their car, so that if there is something that happens, maybe you have someone trained in your family, but if you don't, you have hopefully everything in that EMT bag to at least provide some basic medical treatment to someone that can be used by a doctor or a nurse practitioner that might live in your neighborhood or your community. So if you have the resources there, they can come to you and help provide medical treatment till you can get to a hospital. So again, we have a lot of emergency supplies for families, not only emergency supplies, but emergency freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life. And by the way, prices will be going up the end of March, according to the company we buy it from. Due to inflation, they're raising their prices. So you might want to buy it now while it's cheaper and while we're offering free shipping. WVWTVstore.com. It's a big part of our general operating budget. I know you can purchase these items probably somewhere else. Thank you for purchasing them from us, as they are a big part of our general operating budget, because it takes a team of seven of us about 15 man hours a day to keep this show going. WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You can also go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of, well, buying a pair of slippers that were up, well, just about $150. Now they're $25. $150 pair of slippers. And they were well worth it at that price. But now you're getting them for $25 as Mike Lindell is closing out various models. You're going to go to one model. So the closeout, well, you benefit big time. $150 pair of slippers, now $25. I love these slippers. I've had them. I've given them as gifts. They're great. There is a limit of 10 per person, by the way. So you might want to go ahead and secure the full 10. They make great gifts. Go to MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code B66 So you get the savings and we get the credit. Everybody wins. Also, while you're there, why not pick up sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com. But again, remember, promo code B66 or we don't get credit. We need the credit to go to our general operating budget to help keep all of this going. All right? And then finally, you can go to WVWFoundation.com. That foundation exists to push out free programming, all my radio shows, TV shows, my documentaries, and my Sunday night service that I've been hosting since 2015, where I literally open the Bible and we talk about the issues of the day through the lens of the Bible. If you appreciate that we're doing all this for free and pushing out as a ministry of WVW Foundation, you can support the foundation by going to WVWFoundation.com. Many people put all their programs behind a paywall. Well, we actually pay thousands of dollars in storage for the files and the bandwidth and the compression of the files. So you can help us continue that free ministry of pushing out free programming to people all over the world and help us with the cost by going to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Well, that's our broadcast for tonight. Thanks so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.